Welcome to the Resilient and Thriving Podcast with Coach K. My name is Kirsten Larson, and I'm an integrative holistic health coach who helps people get results and breakthrough in their health and life. After healing from extreme health issues and emotional trauma, my goal is now to make health and wholeness accessible to more and more people and to help you overcome overwhelm and burnout so that you can ultimately thrive in life and help others do the same. And I'm excited to be here with you today. Hello, everyone. Coach K here again with another episode of Thriving and Resilient Podcast. I'm excited to be here with you today. And as you know, we're talking about ways that you can build resilience to stress in your mind, your body, your heart, and in your life. And this episode is very special to me because we're talking about plant-based nutrition and the power of using it to help build resilience to stress so that you can ultimately thrive in your life, have energy again, and regain your health in so many ways. And you don't often hear about nutrition as a way to build resilience to stress, but this was something that actually became very important to me many years ago when I was in the process of healing my own body. And in that journey, I came across an article talking about biological stress and how foods that we eat can actually create biological stress on our system, which then in turn causes emotional, mental, physical stress, and then dis-ease, a breaking down of our body and our systems. Now, a lot of times I focus more intentionally on the actual external, internal battle with stress in our nervous system, in our heart and our mind, and we go through processes of renewing our mind and releasing stress out of our body. But the plant-based nutritional lifestyle was something that I entered into quite some time ago, and I absolutely love it. It changed my life in so many ways. And I want to just caveat here, you notice that I'm intentionally not saying diet. And the reason for that is because a diet is typically something that is very restrictive and very short term. You know, we go on something like a diet for a little while in order to kind of restrict things and help us kind of keep in motion and in focus. And what ends up happening for most people that I've seen that go on diets, they end up bouncing back, and they end up bouncing back half the time worse than they started. And they end up having to go on yet another diet, and they go finding it out, and they go finding it out, and they're like, let's try this one. I try this one. Instead of incorporating and learning a lifestyle and skills and habits that can actually bring transformation for the long haul. So I personally love the plant-based nutrition because it can actually be something that you do whether you like meat or not. And there are a lot of different avenues and realms in that sphere. I personally studied plant-based nutrition from a couple of different places and got certificates in it, but I also studied mainstream nutrition and lifestyle and what it can do and how to actually incorporate it in a way that changes not just your health, but your stress resilience and your lifestyle as well. So I am a fan of pouring in nutrition and health into your body over just simply creating a kind of a box label that you have to stick with. So if, you know, if you're the type that's like, you know, I really got to have my meat, okay, that's all right. But please integrate a healthy, large amount of plants into your life. See, I've got my shirt on today. For those watching on YouTube, I've got Eat Plants. Okay, so what does that mean, and what does it have to do with stress? All right, so stress comes on our system in many different ways, right? It comes mentally, physically. We might do hard workouts. We might have emotional baggage, or not baggage. I don't want to say that. I've had a lot myself, a lot of things that I've walked through into healing. And we have that stored in our system. And we also have nutrition. And what nutrition does is it gives our whole body, the cells of our body, our nervous system, our digestive system, our brain, every piece of us, it gives it kind of the infrastructure it needs to withstand the challenges of life. So it's kind of like creating a palm tree inside of you. I live in Southern California, and in California, we have these amazing palm trees. And what I love about palm trees is that when the wind comes against it, it's said that the roots of a palm tree actually dig deeper during that process and actually make it even more resilient, even stronger. So the wind pressing against it actually creates strength. And this is actually the design of stress in our bodies. We are meant to become stronger in the midst of wind or challenge. So if you lift weights or you go work out and run, that is actually stress on your system. That's why athletes can either burn out or get stronger, right? If you work out too hard and you don't recover and you don't bounce back, you veer towards burnout and overwork. But if you intentionally do it really well, you can actually get stronger and better. No matter what age you are and no matter where you are in life, you can get stronger and more resilient. And that's the same with anything. When a challenge comes in your life and you need to build from there, what you actually need in order to begin to build resilience, in order to build mitochondrial strength and resilience, is little increments of small amounts of stress with proper recovery. That's actually the process and the path. So even in extreme fatigue clients or people, you can do little things like even reading little amounts to re-strengthen your brain causes a little bit of stress, and you give it a break and a rest, and it begins to strengthen your brain and your mind. If you do breathing exercise, you can actually utilize stress by doing breath holds, making them gently longer and longer, and building that capacity for stress. Of course, you also need the proper type of breathing where you also bring in recovery breathing into that process. So you can see that this type of process of applying a little bit of stress and releasing it and releasing recovery creates strength. And when we have inside of us a proper nutritional system happening, not just proper, but we have a lot of nutrients going in and strengthening every cell, what gets to happen? We can actually experience greater levels of resilience and greater levels of strength. And so let's say we do the opposite. You can always reverse engineer things, right? So we're very familiar with leaky gut or gut issues and how they can affect almost every area of our body. We can experience inflammation, dis-ease. We can experience skin problems, joint problems, heart problems, you know, brain fog, fatigue, all those things. And that is because our system is not getting proper nutrition. And so our gut lining is broken down. And that can happen because of emotional stress, physical stress, and biological stress. And when we're not getting nutrients that are going in and bringing healing to the body, continually repairing the body, then it breaks it down and makes us less capable of being stronger and stronger. And so, you know, when you have this kind of nutritional component added in, it greatly impacts the capacity in your entire system, your brain, your body, to actually be able to withstand more stress. So one example is they're finding in a lot of athletes that they can go longer and further. They can build more and more muscle. They can become stronger and stronger with a lot more plant-based nutrition filling their systems because they're able to recover quicker. So that's something that we don't think about a lot, is that if you have the capacity inside yourself to recover quickly, there's where your resilience becomes even stronger. Because we often think of resilience as our capacity to bounce back. And so, you know, maybe you have a lot of stress and then you take time to bounce back, right? But it's not just about bouncing back. It's also about being able to recover quickly and build strength. So when you can do that, when you apply stress, you recover, and you apply more stress and you recover, you actually continually build strength. And so that's the ideal cycle, is little bit of stress, little bit of rest, stress, rest, stress, rest. And we continue to get stronger and stronger, and you can become stronger for the rest of your life. And if there is a breakdown happening, then we start to get weaker or more exhausted, more fatigued. And when that gets past its boundary line, then we begin to see dis-ease show up in our system, inflammation, you know, a lot of health issues start to happen. And so, The good news is that just by applying nutrition, now I'm a strong advocate that nutrition alone can't help all of those things, but nutrition is a powerful component. They've actually studied that plant-based nutrition not only helps with the inflammation and the stress in our system, but it also then continually helps with the anxiety, depression, and stress levels that we experience. So let's just say we have very real circumstances or very real issues happening that are causing those emotional challenges. Well, having proper nutrition inside your system actually helps balance the chemistry in your body as well. And so, you know, that kind of helps give us a perspective that it's not just about our emotional stress or our mental stress or our lifestyle stress, but it's also creating a powerful infrastructure on the inside of you. And so that's why I've actually created something called the Plant-Based Transformational Journey. It's just 30 days. And I know I said I don't like diets, but this is really about a journey. It's about taking some time to heal your body from the inside out and resetting not just your metabolism for your weight, but your metabolism affects many of the different components in your body. It helps you become more resilient, helps you become stronger. It helps your brain and your body work better together and communicate better together. And it's not just about following a plant-based diet, like I mentioned, but it's about learning how to incorporate these healing and nutrient-rich foods into your system. Okay, so if you are interested in that kind of thing, this is about leading you in a way. And we also talk about mindset, because I am a mindset coach and stress resilient advocate. And so we are going to always be integrating things like breath and mindset and movement into all the programs that I do, because those are so important to have a whole person perspective in the journey. And many reasons why we can't stick to diets or nutritional ways is because of what's happening in between our ears and in between our mind. And so when we can integrate that with the thought process of this mind, body, and strengthening the internal person with powerful nutrition, a lot of things can change and transform. And yeah, weight has something to do with it, of course, but more than anything, we want to become more and more resilient to stress. And as we can do that, they say that up to 90% of disease is estimated caused by stress. It's pretty intense. Okay. So we really got to go after this. And nutrition is one of the ways we can do that. And one of my philosophies is that we're not actually meant to remove things initially. We're meant to actually focus on what I'm adding in. What am I giving myself? What am I fueling myself with? I wouldn't go and put junk into my car because I care about the fuel that's in my car so that it can take me long and it can have longevity. And it's the same with our bodies. Your body is the engine that runs your life in so many ways. And when you can pour in the right kind of fuel, it will naturally begin to just crowd out these other things. It will begin to increase your energy levels. It will begin to increase even your passion for life, which is something that I've seen restored in many people, where they just have this joy about them for life. Yes, their health has like transformed and gone through this transformation, but they also have this just joy to dream again, to thrive in other areas. And that's my hope and passion for everyone listening to these podcasts and videos that I release, is that you'd be able to really understand what ways you can help create more resilience on the inside so that you can withstand the challenges that come your way, and that you can also heal from past things that have been there, and you can ultimately become the best version of you. So what does a basic plant-based nutrition life look like? Well, as with anything, it looks like having a good amount of variety in the plates that you have, but it looks like color. And that's one of the reasons why I love color and I love the plant-based nutrition, is because all those colors, they represent powerful nutrients that are not just like vitamins. It's not like taking vitamin C, but they are actually powerful electrical reactors inside my body. Every mineral helps every electrical component in your system to function really well and powerfully. So your whole body runs off of your nervous system, your metabolic system, all the engines on the inside, all the mitochondria are communicating to each other. If you remember those carry information through your entire system. And when they are functioning strong, all of you function strong. And so when we feed them the nutrients that they need, they're happy and they're creating energy for you. They're moving your metabolism quickly. They're helping your brain function well. They're helping your energy function well. Your emotions are strong and all of you feels good. And that's really what we're looking for. So when you do this on your own, if you're looking to do this on your own, you can just simply look at every plate and go, can I increase the amount of plants or nutrients in this plate? Think of it like a game. It's actually really fun. And as you do it, you're going to begin to notice your health and even your outlook on life begins to shift, begins to change. So I challenge you, give it a try, 30 days. And if you need some help, coachkirsten.com/plants, give it a try. I'd love to see you in the inside, but you can do this and you can experience greater levels of thriving and resilience. All right, guys, until next time.
All right, thanks so much for listening today. Hope you enjoyed today's episode. Tune on in every week for tips and tricks to make health and wholeness sustainable. If you're interested in further coaching or more resources, head on over to my website, coachkirsten.com, and I'd love to connect with you. And don't forget, you were made to thrive.